All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, so we're having a little discussion here because these MSU football jerseys are everywhere. Top story on Barstool Sports and CBS Illustrated. I mean, they're getting panned as the worst college football uniforms ever. I usually don't get bent out of shape because, look, they're for the players. And if the players play well and they win, I don't care. You could have a picture of a donkey's ass on the helmet. I wouldn't say a word. But these are exceptionally terrible. So I wanted to see that, look, do you believe they belong in that discussion? And if you got something worse than these, I'd love to know what it is. Some of the ticket texts coming in are reminding me of a couple of my selections. The Florida Gatorskin uniform and the Notre Dame Yankee-inspired one were terrible. Agree on both fronts. What?
I'd like to throw one to the submission here. So this isn't even an alternate jersey. I just think this is one of the ugliest uniforms I've ever seen, and it's Wyoming's jerseys. Dark brown, mustard yellow pants. Just doesn't even make sense. And they're normal jerseys. I think dark brown uniforms should just be banned, period.
All right, look, but here's what I will tell you. The saving grace is the University of Wyoming has the best logo in all of college football. I would buy a Wyoming helmet even though I have no connection to Wyoming. Mike, that helmet is the best logo in college sports. It's awesome. Now,
white helmet with the brown logo, yeah.
No, it is a very masculine cowboy on a bucking bronco. It is unbelievable. My point to you is, you know you're headed down a bad path when your school colors are poopy brown and pee-pee yellow.
That's my point.
Not great.
The jerseys itself are terrible.
But the helmet is ultra amazing. Ultra amazing. Other ticket text coming in. Is Evan auditioning to be the Wojo of MSU? Yes. Look at the ULM camo jerseys. They're just so bad. I have not seen those, but I will. The state makes them look like a generic football team from a TV show that has a big game against Tech that week. It's the truth. They look like a bad creative player from college football on PlayStation. Like, I'm going to create Hatchet University. I mean, it's ridiculous. Go to Toby. 90. I can't even get to this because of it. Sorry, guys. I'm having a problem. Go to Toby 97. What's up, Tobe?
Oh, there's two things. First thing, the Wyoming talk was awesome because I met a Wyoming fan. I went to the Wyoming game a couple years ago against Michigan State. I had season tickets at the time, and I have a Wyoming coolie with the bucking bronco on it. It's awesome.
Toby, it's the best helmet in college football. Argue it.
It's a great coolie. I don't drink beer anymore, but anyway, that's not the point.
Fair.
In regards to the jersey, okay, nobody talked about when Michigan State's basketball team had that terrible, nasty-looking green jersey last year, and the only reason why is because the basketball team is a lot better than their football team, but it's crazy. That was the most that was just as ugly, and nobody talks about it. And they wore it several times.
Yeah, I don't like
them. They wore it several times. What, like five or six times?
I don't like them, but here's the difference. They didn't alter the jersey with state across the chest.
It's
at least they left the lettering alone.
Childish.
Jesus. Plus, the other thing is, in college basketball, it's commonplace to wear those neon green Hyperdunk sneakers.
No. Not for Michigan State. It looks terrible. It looks terrible.
Listen.
Both of them did, but nobody talked about the basketball because Tom Izzo's awesome.
Well, and you play 50 games a year. In college football, you play 12. Six at home, seven if you're lucky. Yeah, you know, it's a little bit bigger of a deal.
But it's the same thing.
Nah, it's worse.
The basketball jersey is worse than state.
Oh, come on.
It's worse.
You really did.
And now everybody in the USA is talking about it. They didn't talk about it 6 months ago when Michigan State was bouncing around the court with it.
Well, here's the other thing. At least the uniforms are one color in college basketball. Look at this crap. Green pants, forest green shirt. It looks ridiculous. It looks like we got dressed in the dark, Toby. It's totally ridiculous. Totally. What are you two giggling about back there like schoolgirls?
No, because you said one is one color. Could you imagine if they played basketball with lime green shorts
they
and
look
a dark
like,
green?
They'd look like Hickory High School.
That'd be crazy.
But, I mean, it's nuts. He goes, it's not as bad as this. It's two different colors, and now you're wearing a hat. And there's a white stripe in there for no reason. Like, what are you talking about? I mean, if they went all dark green with some neon accents, I'd live with it. This is, whatever. You know what? If the offense is ranked 125th out of 129 teams, it won't matter. They'll be unwatchable regardless. Go to Chris, 97.1. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Mike. I completely agree with you. As the huge state, disgusting. Ruins the uniform. But other than that, I don't hate it. And I'd venture to say that I forget what year it was, but the pro combat ones against Michigan, I think those are worse.
2011.
Yep. Terrible. The helmet was incredible, but I mean, if they could have used any darker colors, it was just disgust. It was terrible to look at. I mean,
what I didn't like on those uniforms, they looked like they had plastic pieces on the uniforms. You know what I mean? Like they had like the embedded pattern, and it was a little much. The helmets were badass.
Yeah, the helmets were sweet, but just the rest of the uniform, I really like what we're going for here with the neon. I think it's kind of, like you guys are saying, what the recruits want. But, man, take it down from an 18-point font to like a 12 or something. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, Chris, my problem as a fan, I just think the school never sticks up for itself. Look at the alternate helmets we've been stuck with here. The Christmas ornaments, the ugly-ass white ones, these abominations. You know, it's like, can somebody speak up and go, listen, we love being a Nike school, but I mean, what are we, a punchline here? Give me a break. If we're going to do it, let's do a comprehensive redesign and do it right.
We're the Spartans. You'd think we could get better ones, but not the case.
No, we're designing jerseys like we're Bob's Burgers University. Chris, it's unbelievable. What? I mean, again, you're laughing at me, and I don't appreciate it. This is terrible.
As you know, we're laughing at the jerseys.
Ridiculous.
With all caps, State. That reference is hilarious. So, yeah, like a Tech versus State, make a school.
Right. Like you're a generic university on PlayStation.
State University.
It's almost like remember the Titans, like one of the high schools they played. State.
My only issue with it is just the font that they're using with the state. That's the only problem. The color's fine. The fact that it says state, it's fine. It's so big. Why? Why does the state have to be that large?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Can you imagine? Think about if Michigan wore these and it said, Michigan.
Oh, people would love them. People would love them.
No, I'm saying it's a ridiculous idea. The whole premise of it is absurd. It is one of the worst uniforms I've ever seen. The whole premise of it. I'm pretty sure the computer next to me is going to explode. It is smoking.
Well, you just punched it. Of course it is.
It happens.
No, they're resetting it. That's good. It needs to be reset.
Want to get away? Relax.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.